The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by Poetry Magazine. For over 90 years, a premier publisher of contemporary verse. You can find it online at poetrymagazine.org. And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday, the 14th of May, 2008. It's the anniversary of the proclamation of the State of Israel in Tel Aviv on this day in 1948. It was on this day in 1804, Captain Meriwether Lewis and Lieutenant William Clark, Lewis and Clark, set out from St. Louis on their overland expedition to the Pacific coast and back. And it was on this day in 1796, Edward Jenner, the doctor, inoculated an 8-year-old boy with a vaccine for smallpox. It was the first safe vaccine ever developed. The first time anyone had successfully prevented the infection of any contagious disease. And what made it so remarkable was that it was accomplished before the causes of disease were even understood, decades before anyone even knew about the existence of germs. Edward Jenner was a country doctor. He'd studied for a few years at a hospital in London, learned something about the scientific method. Smallpox at the time was the most devastating disease in the world. It caused boils to break out all over the body, killed about 1 in 4 adults who caught it, 1 in every 3 children. So contagious, most people who lived in populous areas caught it at some point in their lives. There were inoculations for smallpox, but they didn't work very well. People who were inoculated could still pass the disease on to others. Some people who were inoculated developed the disease and died from it. Jenner knew that milkmaids who worked in his area almost never caught smallpox, and he figured that they had caught cowpox from the udders of cows, and that this infection somehow helped them develop immunity to smallpox. He took some of the fluid from a cowpox sore and injected it into the arm of an 8-year-old boy named James Phipps, who developed a slight headache and lost his appetite, but that was all. And 6 weeks later, Jenner inoculated the boy with smallpox, and the boy showed no symptoms. He had developed immunity. At first, the Royal Society of London did not believe Edward Jenner, so he published his ideas about inoculation at his own expense in a book which came out in 1798 and was a huge success. The novelist Jane Austen said in one of her letters she had been at a dinner party and everyone was talking about the Jenner pamphlet. By 1840, the British government passed a law providing all infants with free smallpox vaccinations. It was the first free medical service in the history of the country. And today, so far as we know, smallpox only exists in the freezers of laboratories. The last known natural case occurred in 1977 in Somalia. Here's a poem for today by David Moreau, Borrowed Time. I will not die tonight. I will lie in bed with my wife beside me, curled on the right, like an animal burrowing. I will fit myself against her, and we will keep each other warm. I will not die tonight. My son, who is 7, will not slide beneath the ice like the boy on the news. The divers will not have to look for him in the cold water. He will call, "Daddy, can I get up now?" in the morning. I will not die tonight. I will balance the checkbook, wash up the dishes, and sit in front of the TV, drinking one beer. For the moment, I hold a winning ticket. It's my turn to buy cold cuts at the grocery store. I fill my basket carefully. For like the rain that comes now to the roof and slides down the gutter, I am headed to the earth, and like the others, all the lost and all the lovers, I will follow an old path not marked on any map. A poem by David Moreau, Borrowed Time, from his collection Sex, Death, and Baseball, published by Moon Pie Press, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, partners with the National Endowment for the Arts in Poetry Out Loud, a national recitation contest for high school students. More information at poetryfoundation.org. and by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org. Produced by Ella Shovanek. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch. The Writer's Almanac podcast is supported by the Fetzer Institute as part of its campaign for love and forgiveness, online at loveandforgive.org.